Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we've been doing this a pretty long time. Long enough that Scott should know better not to call his doctor on speakerphone during a commercial break.
Getting some updates?
To get an appointment for the illness that I've created.
Oh.
So Jamie Monticelli got sick after I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Then came Scott.
You're like a super spreader.
Yep. I'm patient zero. Scott's partner, T, got it. I'm missing one. There was somebody else, because Jamie shares my mic. Sam got sick.
Yeah, Sam got a little sick.
And then today, for the first time in 20 years, Johnny's homesick. Mm. So I was patient zero. So Scott thinks it would be a good idea during the break to put his doctor's office on speakerphone. And I walk out into the newsroom, and he said, she wants me to come in. I don't know what's going on. And I shouted, it's syphilis.
Oh. So
Scott starts laughing, comes back in here. He's trying to be serious. And I'm like, we don't know what it is. It's probably sexually transmitted.
It's probably walking pneumonia
and
or something like
Scott
that.
Scott just stops and goes, I work with children. She heard the joke. Stop it. And so he's grumpy. He doesn't feel well. I do feel bad because I suffered with it for 14 days. But, you know, it's not embarrassing. We can talk about these things openly today.
Yeah. Go take care
with
of yourself.
The sorts of diseases that
of
Scott is.
Right.
What grade are you in?
You got an itch?
That's... Yeah, it's more of a rash.
Did she laugh or did she laugh?
So at first...
She probably said, what in the world? Who are these people?
Well, because this kind of stuff doesn't happen in an average American office place. So
what,
I'm
the
out
hijinks
the,
y'all right, get up to
right.
here?
Right. So I don't know how much of the story she told you, but I just said, hi, my name is Scott Parks, and I have... And I paused, like, thinking about how am I going to say what my issue is with this lady who answered, nice lady who answered the phone. And I said,
I mean, it's not really a hard thing. I've got a lingering cough because I've had a cold.
Right. And so I was just figuring out how much of this backstory does she really need.
Right.
And so I just said, my name is Scott Parks and I have, and Dana just screams out, syphilis! and I started to laugh, and she didn't. And I said, I'm sorry about that. I said, I got a coworker who just screamed out syphilis. And, And she still didn't laugh, right?
She's Scott's like, thinking, it's really not syphilis.
And she's probably thinking, Mr. Parks, this is a doctor's office.
We're going through the whole routine, and she's trying to see if she can get me in with this gal named Michelle, who is the physician's assistant that I see, and I'm going in for a physical here in a couple weeks and all this other stuff. And then we both end up back in the studio here, and I'm talking to this lady trying to line up my appointment.
On speakerphone.
Yes. I never put the phone to my ear.
You forgot how they work.
No, that's how you get brain cancer. And so.
Really?
Dan, just. It's easier for me to communicate when my phone is on speaker.
Okay.
You're missing the point, Dan. So anyway, I'm in here minding my own business, trying to set up this appointment. And Dana goes, oh, sexually transmitted diseases, they're the worst.
Doubling down.
And she screams this out loud. Now, finally, the lady on the other end starts laughing. Sexually transmitted diseases are the worst.
The best part was you just go, I work with children.
That's it. That's all I said. The lady on the other end is laughing. Dana's laughing. And I just go, I work with children.
I'm glad you're getting in because I'm telling you, my 15th day, I started to feel like I wasn't going to die. The 16th day,
you
I was
wanted maybe to die
90%. And then yesterday and today, I'm 100%. 16 days. And I didn't go in early enough. And I'm glad you are. They're going to put you on a steroid. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a virus. All the little things are going to come in. You don't have COVID. You don't have strep. I did all those tests.
I've taken a COVID test. I don't have COVID.
They are going to give you a steroid, and then you're going to be all roid ragey for a couple days.
Oh, goody.
I mean, depending on what you get, I mean, it could be a virus, or it could be, you know, a bacteria, which can be treated, just like syphilis, with an antibiotic.
Knocks it right down.
God.
Give you some doxy, maybe some penicillin.
It's good. Good talk.
One day in my life, I've been doing this for over 33 years now. Mm-hmm. I'd like to come to work and an adult shows up.
No, you wouldn't.
You're in the wrong business.
You are in the wrong business and you know it.
One adult shows up.
That's what new boss is here for.
Yeah, he's an adult.
That's why he never leaves his office.
His eye roll game is strong.
Oh,
exceptional.
Strong.
Exceptional, to say the least.
Dan, and size as well.
I heard this in your newscast earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one of our reporters did the story.
You were listening.
They are now saying that old, old historic church.
The Leighton Church.
The Leighton Church in Johnson County, Missouri was set on fire by kids.
They are investigating it as arson.
The Johnson County, Missouri Sheriff's Office says juveniles are responsible for a destructive fire at a 129-year-old Methodist church in Leighton, Missouri. It went up in flames yesterday. Johnson County Fire Protection District announced this morning that they are kids. They have identified them.
Oof.
Sheriff's office says due to their age, I want to know the age, information regarding their identities cannot be released. It is being referred to the Johnson County, Missouri Juvenile Office. And they say, look, the spirit of the church is going to carry on. Church members were able to rush in and salvage some of the items out of that church. Okay.
I would beat my kid within an inch of their life.
What do you do with the, quote, juveniles? I want to know. I want to know the age. I know they can't tell us who it is. But are they 8-year-olds or are they 16?
My guess would be the latter, not the former.
Yeah, this is about 20 miles south of Warrensburg.
Oh, God, it's a beautiful old structure. Was.
Are the parents financially responsible?
I'm asking.
I'd have to say the answer to that, it has to be no.
Yes.
No.
Well, I was going to say yes.
Well, the church is going to be insured.
Well, but you can't replace what's irreplaceable.
But why would parents be financially responsible for the bad behavior of their children? Bad kids don't always come from bad parents. I made a number of mistakes when I was a kid.
Okay, but like then why when you go into a store do they say your kid breaks it, you buy it? You break it, you buy it. Well, it was an accident that he dropped it.
Well,
don't care.
It doesn't say if your kid breaks it. It just says you break it, you buy it.
Well, they broke it. They broke the church.
Well, was there a sign?
I struggle with that. I know you can't go around charging every parent for every kid's crime unless it's when there's a firearm involved. I think that you can and should.
Well, if it's because of your carelessness that they were able to engage in that illegal behavior.
There's a gray area, I think, in some of this.
I think so, too.
God, can you even imagine getting that phone call?
No.
My God.
I'm telling you, the fact that the two of us, well, the three of us, really, have seven combined successful, well-rounded children is seven times that the three of us dodged a bullet.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Pat ourselves on the back.
Well, maybe a little bit.
But then some of the greatest parents I know have had kids do really stupid things.
Absolutely right. And that's my point.
Yeah.
How responsible is a parent for the bad behavior of their children? There were things that I did when I was younger that I'm not proud of, that my parents warned me not to do, and I still did them. You know, I lived and learned. Mm-hmm. I don't do those things anymore, obviously.
You grew up.
Yeah, I grew up, and then this lady over here is screaming syphilis in the newsroom at 11 on a 10 scale when I'm on the phone trying to make a doctor's appointment. Yes, hi, my name is Scott Parks. I have syphilis!
I'm sure they will take care of whatever ailments you have when you go in.
Thank you.
Now, granted, when she did it, I laughed because I think that stuff is kind of funny. The lady on the other end didn't get the joke.
Anyway.
Syphilis is no laughing matter,
it isn't.
Sir.
That's exactly right. That's a painful itch. Believe me. Wait. No, don't believe me. I have no idea.
Wait a minute.
Anyway.
So you've heard.
Thanks for the laugh.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that you feel bad.
Late stage
and
syphilis.
Honestly,
is no joke.
Making you laugh when I had this for all those days.
Clears it up a little bit.
It makes it worse because I would laugh and start laughing. And then once you start laughing, you start coughing. There it is.
The funniest part that was, oh man, sexually transmitted diseases, they're terrible. And I'm like, shut up.
We're going to talk about this actually when we get back.
Speaker.
There are certain things. Have you seen this? What's her name? Kristen Bell. Have you seen all of the clickbait?
Yeah, what's the to-do about all
this? Oh, we are going to talk about this when we get back.
What is this all about?
Isn't there a time, Scott, where something can just be funny? And you don't have to dissect it and say, well, that's not really funny. If someone is making a joke about something, and I'm not talking about the Holocaust, that's never funny. I'm not talking about 9/11, that's never funny. But every once in a while, like within a marriage, if someone says something to you that's funny and it's meant to be funny, you're not trying to upend 30 years of progress in the domestic violence space.
9/11, slavery, and the Holocaust
not funny.
Are never funny.
He apparently said to her, when they first got married.
He is who?
Her husband,
okay.
Dax Shepard, said something to the effect of, I mean, I love you so much, I would never even murder you. I mean, I've seen Dateline, a lot of men murder their wives, but I love you so much, like as mad as I could be, I wouldn't even think about murdering you.
That's not bad.
So she, on their anniversary, writes a post, happy anniversary to the man who once told me he loves me so much, he would never even murder me. And the whole world has lost its ever-loving mind.
I come home every night, T's watching some 2020 or Dateline, and I turn the corner into the kitchen, I see it on the TV in the living room, and I say, oh, we're watching How to Kill Your Husband videos.
Yeah, it's always the husband.
It's a joke.
And she gives you the side eye.
We are going to talk about this when I come back.
Smirk.
Because it bothers me. She was on the Today Show, I guess, we're supposed to be today. She canceled the appearance on the Today Show.
And who is this again?
You know Kristen Bell. Isn't she the voice in Frozen? And she's an actress and he's an actor and it's funny as hell. They're both in Hollywood.
Let it go. They're making a little.
Actually, that was her song. Let it go.
I was not trying to do that.
Let it go.
Okay.
All right. I didn't really mean to make fun of people murdering other people.
Oh, my God. I'd rather have syphilis than listen to you sing. Oh, my God. 913-586-7798. 586-77.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
So, like, you could say there is legitimately nothing funny about Scott being sick or making fun of him not having an STD. Like, there are all kinds of things that we joke about that, like, if you really break it down, like, if this happened to somebody, it's not funny, right? I don't understand the hate that Kristen Bell and, to some extent, Dax Shepard are getting over this post. I want to read the exact post. And then it went insanely viral for the wrong reasons. The photo is him embracing her. It is a beautiful photo. She's like jumped up into his arms, and it's just a photo of pure love. He's just got his arms all around her, and you can't even see her face. His eyes are closed. It's a beautiful, lovely, intimate photo. And she writes, "Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I might be heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would." The first reply after she writes this is Dateline NBC that just writes screenshotted. So Dateline is weighing in on the joke.
Yeah.
Screenshotting it. Followed by domestic violence is not a joke. And I agree.
It's not.
Domestic violence is not a joke. We have done work and talked about DV and the need for more shelter beds. When it is time to be serious, we talk about serious things. We would never make fun of someone running from a dangerous situation. Why can't this just be funny? Why can't you just make a joke? Dateline says screenshotted. I say that all the time. You know, I don't want to wind up a Dateline episode. Because that doesn't mean I'm making light of domestic violence.
Because America collectively, in my opinion, needs a Xanax. Quite frankly. Do you think somebody being hit by a car in the middle of a highway is funny?
No.
Well, there have been times where T will say something and she, you know, just we're goofing around, we're joking, making fun of each other, and she cuts me a good one, right?
Yeah.
And I will respond with, why don't you go play in traffic?
Yeah.
And do I really want T to go jump out on K7 and play in traffic? No. Do I want her hit by a car? Of course not. Is somebody being hit by a car funny? It is in our kitchen, but it's not in real life.
So it happens to be, and we are happy to point this out, it happens to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And one of the national organizations came out and said, this joke trivializes the real fear, trauma, and pain.
Grow up.
I think you're right. We all need to just...
pull the temperature down.
Oh, I was going to say step off the ledge for a moment. But then I don't want someone calling and saying, I heard Dana making fun of people
committing
who are
suicide.
On ledges contemplating flinging themselves off, right? Sometimes can't something just be funny? Happy anniversary to the man who once said to me, I wouldn't even kill you. I love you so much. Okay.
It's funny. I get the joke, but we are so serious. Now, in fairness, I think... more often than not, the people who are the most offended by these kinds of jokes are people who have experienced what the joke is about. And my guess is whoever wrote Domestic Violence is Never Funny, sadly and unfortunately, has been in his or her life the victim of domestic violence. And so to them, you know, it's like taking a pot shot at what has happened to me in my life. But I don't think car accidents are funny. We make fun of my face all the time. You know? It's okay. Yeah, you're right, Texter, 6906. Sarcasm. America doesn't understand it anymore. You're right.
What's crazy is she's being skewered for the comment that he made when they first met 12 years ago.
I know.
He said, I would never even murder you. Okay. No one is actually thinking that anyone in that comment is making light of women who were murdered by their husbands. No one.
He's making a private, which later
12
became,
years ago,
which later became public or became public. He's making a private joke that, let's be honest, how many of us have not had a conversation
with our spouse
where we're using sarcasm just to be funny?
Or how many times have you said? This happens probably 3 times a week in our house. I'd never say this out loud, but when you're making like this comment or a Dateline type of comment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll throw myself under the bus again. This happened a couple of months ago. T was cutting on me pretty good, and we were upstairs in the bedroom, and then we're walking downstairs. I don't know if we were going somewhere or whatever. She is walking down the stairs in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, wouldn't it be unfortunate if my foot met your back? I mean, I'm not going to kick her down the stairs. I was just making a joke because she had ripped me a good one about 2 minutes prior.
No one loves a good dig like you do.
I love a good dig. I think they're funny. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. Hey, folks, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I don't know if Facebook listens to the show or not. And knows what we're talking about. But speaking about sarcasm and America's inability apparently anymore to take it, to accept it, to laugh at it, I was just scrolling through my Facebook feed for just a couple of seconds, and I pulled up, there's this picture, and a guy by the name of Chris Newberg posted it. I don't even know who he is. And let me just draw the picture for you real quick. It's a box with a pizza. It's an open box with a pizza in it. Looks like pepperoni and peppers, okay? And it's a POV, point of view, from the back of the box, and in the background is what we presume to be his wife, who is laying on a hospital bed, clearly pregnant and struggling.
Clearly struggling. In the throes of giving birth.
That is correct. And he writes, had to order pizza tonight because somebody didn't feel like making dinner. I mean, that's funny.
It's funny.
Come on, America, laugh at ourselves. It's okay. Heather in Kansas City. Heather, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Yes. No, I totally agree. I feel like everybody's got to jack with each other, but I've got a funny story about this, and it always reminds me of this. But I was married to an Italian, so you know how those people are, and they're always busting your chops, and so you have to have thick skin. Well, anyway, one day I was working from home. We had two little boys, and I went across into the bedroom to scare him, and he wasn't in there. So then I tiptoed to the next room, and he wasn't in there, but he was in their bathroom watching me try to scare him, and he went boo and scared the crap out of me. And I was wearing slippery socks, and we had this really tall, like 16-foot staircase or like 16 steps, and they were wood. And I went boom, boom, boom. And I had like a bruise that went from one butt cheek to the other at the end of the day. But I was at the bottom of the stairs, and I was bent over, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't catch my breath. And he thought I was dead, and he was like, everyone's going to think that I murdered you. And I'm like, yes, that's what you would get, because it would be funny. But you just always have to play around with each other and find the humor in everything. But don't dish it if you can't take it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Heather, thank you for the call.
Somebody on the text line says, I have a T-shirt that says, what doesn't kill you disappoints me.
Oh my God. That is a shirt wow. My dad would wear.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have
humor about things. Like, I've talked at length with you guys about my younger sister and her brain tumor when she was little, and we still make jokes about it. You know, we accuse her of faking, or we just find humor in it as a coping mechanism. And if you don't know me or my family, you would think that we were psychopaths. Right. Like, you would think we're the strangest people on the planet. But sometimes it's easier to joke about it than it is to feel the feelings of what you went through.
Hmm. Hmm. Yep.
Let's go to Kathy in Oskaloosa. Kathy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
But sarcasm is a rite of passage in our family. I mean, and we start them out really young. And I have a short story. We were all getting ready to go someplace, and I went to the bathroom, and I fixed my hair and put my makeup on, and I threw on a new shirt. And I come out in about 10 minutes, and my brother looks at me, and he goes, "It looks like you could use another 20 minutes in the bathroom."
Oh.
Wow. Nice.
I love my brother. And we love each other. That's how, the more sarcastic we are, it's like, wow, he really loves me. But it's good. You have to laugh at yourself.
Yep.
People take ourselves way too serious anymore.
Amen to that.
You know, life's short, baby.
Well,
you gotta laugh.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, and I don't know if it's people want to be a victim or they want to be offended. I don't know exactly what it is.
Don't you remember several years ago, was it Shaq in the Taco Bell commercials? And the joke in the Taco Bell ad, look this up, was that people were getting a sore neck from leaning over to eat the taco. You know how you crook your head to the left when you eat a taco? Some people might do it on the right, but that's not the way to do it.
I'm left-handed.
It's supposed to be on the left. So that was the ad. And some group for equity in neck muscle.
Okay.
I swear to you, there is an extremely rare disorder where there are people who walk around with a neck like this. And I swear to you, I remember this. That group came out and said, "How dare you? For those of us who suffer with this, there's nothing funny about a taco ad making light of our disability." Now, first of all, no one even knew that was a thing. If that's your thing, I'm sorry that's your thing. But it's not like we're talking about cancer. I mean, it was like this was a disorder that affected like 1/10 of 1/2 of 1% worldwide.
If that. But I get to be a victim for a minute. Or I get to feel offended for a minute, and you've opened up a doorway where I can. Now, to go back to what we said earlier in a previous segment, there are certain things that, and I'm going to take this back. I said that the Holocaust is never funny, and I stand by that. Slavery is not funny. I stand by that. But who's the guy on SNL, David, his dad died in 9/11?
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, thank you. And I said 9/11 is never funny. But Pete Davidson, whose father died in 9/11.
Has some jokes in his stand-up about the aftermath of that. Like he got a free swimming pool, right, at the time because the whole community, they got some donations. And one of his jokes, I've seen it, he says, you know, like my friends, I just became the cool kid. They were like, "You're so cool, you have a swimming pool." And I would be like, "Yeah, you're so cool, you have a dad." Like, that's one of his jokes.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I would probably find myself laughing at that.
But he is a joke writer.
And he is someone, it's almost as if you experience it or if you go through it, you have the right to make fun of it, right?
In 1997, Taco Bell faced significant backlash over a series of advertisements featuring basketball star Shaquille O'Neal. The ad centered on a fictional ailment called Taco Neck Syndrome, which depicted him with a painfully twisted neck. Controversy arose because the ads parodied the real and very serious neurological disorder known as wry neck, which causes involuntary painful muscle contractions that force the head and neck to twist. The National Spasmodic Torticollis Association, that's a thing.
Yeah, of course.
Protested the ad for making light of a debilitating disease.
When I've talked in the past about my dad, and I told him this when he was alive, if ever his injuries in combat ever came up, and for those who are new to the show, my dad was shot 6 times in Vietnam, all at the same time. And when I would joke, when I would talk to him about it, and even if I told a friend about it, I remember one time having a conversation with my dad in the basement. We talked about him getting shot in Vietnam. And I go, dang, Dad, you're like North Vietnamese target practice. And thank you, Dan, for getting the joke. And we laughed about it. There's nothing funny about my dad getting shot 6 times. Yet we found a little bit of levity and humor in it.
Taco Bell refused to back down. Said to one sufferer, we have no intention of making fun of the disease, nor will we stop the commercials.
Good.
To add insult to injury, the CEO of Taco Bell sent one wry-neck sufferer five $1 coupons to Taco Bell.
Is that true? Or did you make that up?
I swear to you, that is true. I remembered it. I even remembered it was Shaq.
Lainey in Blue Springs. Lainey, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, my mom was recently moved into a nursing home, and so my sister and I helped to take care of her. And we joke that she's 88 years old, and she'll probably live to be 98 unless we kill her first.
Oh, God.
Lainey, that is, I'm glad you brought this up. Anyone with a family member who is going through that time, I've watched friends go through this, and they will say without humor, we would not have survived.
Yep.
The awfulness of what we were all dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're only dealing with it in this vacuum with your family, you get to joke about certain things.
The sarcasm is required. 913-586-7798. Logan, Dana, my name is Scott here on KMBZ. Hey, we'll just grab one more and then we got to get moving on to other stuff. Sue in Lawrence. Sue, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we like to joke in our house, and along with my daughter and my son, who are both grown adults, but the other day, okay, I have a life insurance policy on my husband for $100,000, and I've had it for 20 years, and it comes due the end of this year. And so he's 82 years old. You think he would have gone by now, but he hasn't.
Oh, wow.
And so,
wow.
But he was choked. On Monday, he took a pill and he choked and he was just coughing and coughing and coughing. And later that day, I told my son that. He said, did you give him the Heimlich maneuver? And I said, no, he's got to go before the end of the year. I need that money. And he laughs and laughs and laughs about it. So that's what we do.
Good. As
Sue,
you should.
Thank you for the laugh. You know, I hate awkward stories.
Okay.
In a beauty pageant this week, Miss Panama has gone viral for a really awkward onstage. I don't know that I call this a blunder. From the New York Post, pretty awkward. A confusing moment ruined the celebration for one beauty queen after her competitor mistakenly took her spotlight in a viral, painful-to-watch mishap. Izamar Herrera stood proudly among the 76 contestants for Ms. Grand International, hoping to hear their country called and be named one of the 22 finalists. The 31-year-old who represented Panama covered her face in surprise when she heard what she thought was her country called and began to walk on stage while the crowd and her fellow contestants looked in stunned silence. She struck a pose for 10 seconds in her shining moment before realizing They did not call Panama. Host Matthew Dean interrupted to fix the error. I beg your pardon. I announced Ms. Paraguay. There's a lot of noise in this hall packed full of fans all over the world. Ms. Paraguay. But keep in mind, Panama is already standing.
She's having her shining moment.
She's already front and center with her hand on her hip, waving to the crowd. Then she has to turn around and walk past Paraguay.
The rightful winner.
Yeah.
But you know, Dana, these beauty pageants are always filled with mistakes.
Bless
from time
her
to
heart.
Time.
Shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the
U.S.
Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
No, honey, they rang the bell. Stop talking.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Thank you, Paraguay.
The Iraq
I meant
and the
I know,
Asian countries.
I know.
As if Iraq is an ethnicity.
I know.
Did you catch the U.S. Americans?
But you know what? I don't know how to read
she
a map.
She said such as so like four times too.
I know.
Can't locate the U.S.
No,
on a world
I'm not
map.
Listening to this again.
Why do you think this is?
Wait, just till she says U.S. Americans.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans.
She was nervous.
Do you think she went on a USO tour to the Iraq or the South Africa?
I don't know, Scott.
I'm just curious.
Bless her heart.
I personally
it's like that time
that U.S. Americans.
Someone asked me for a photo.
No, they said, can you take a pic? Do you have time to take a picture?
Do you have time for a picture? And I go, oh my gosh, absolutely. And I go over to the women and they go, oh,
we want you to take the picture.
We want you to take our picture.
Not a picture of you with us.
It was so funny. And I don't even think I was in a live remote when it happened. I was out somewhere, but I don't think it was necessarily work related.
Did you say, sorry for the confusion, I don't speak English. I'm not a U.S. American. No. I'm from the Iraq.
Yeah, that's what I said. I took their photo, handed it back and said,
how arrogant of you.
Must be a 610 sports listener.
Wow.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
Okay.
And
don't have maps. What year was this?
It's been many years.
Like
that clip lives on in infamy.
That was Miss Iowa.
Of course it was.
You know what? She probably
that was Miss South Carolina.
And
it was
got
Miss
her
South
doctorate
Carolina.
In geography. We do not know.
Oh, we're pretty confident she didn't.
See? I've talked about South Carolina before.
Yeah. There's another one in here called Miss Utah.
We do not need to listen anymore.
Let's take
it's
a
good.
Gander at what
no,
Miss Utah has
no.
to say.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to
completely lost
figure
the plot.
Out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem.
Going to give me an aneurysm.
I want one now.
It's not that they don't know the answer. It's the spotlight and the audience and you're nervous.
And like, who cares about the question? I mean, who cares what this one woman has to say about maps?
Pay inequity?
No, maps.
Could answer that question in my sleep.
Quick break for the news.
Going back on the circuit. I'll save you from your interview.
Dance up in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.